Charged. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. A former Texas police officer facing criminal counts after authorities say he shot a teenager in a fast food parking lot.
Fired San Antonio police officer James Brennan shot Eric Cantu on October 2nd as the 17-year-old ate a hamburger in his car. The rookie officer reported the car evaded him the night before during a traffic stop, and he suspected the vehicle was stolen. Police body camera footage shows Brennan opening the door and ordering the teen to get out. The car then drives backward and Brennan fires multiple shots even as the vehicle drives away. Police Chief William McManus described video of the shooting as horrific.
It was unjustified both administratively and criminally.
Brennan faces two counts of aggravated assault by a peace officer. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says member nations will meet later this week to discuss Russian attacks against Ukraine.
The fundamental purpose of NATO's nuclear deterrent has always been to preserve peace, prevent coercion, and deter aggression.
Also today, President Biden and other G7 leaders met virtually to affirm their support for Ukraine. The White House COVID response team is recommending eligible people get an updated COVID booster by Halloween to be protected for the holidays.
Just like people get the flu shot each year, even if you've had the flu in the past or if you got a flu shot the year before, it's really critical that everyone 12 and older should go get this updated annual COVID-19 vaccine.
COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha, who also criticized Congress for refusing the $22 billion budget request from the White House, saying it's kept the U.S. from building a stockpile of tests to use in the event of a new winter surge. A former National Security Agency employee in Colorado accused of trying to sell classified information to Russia will remain in custody while he's prosecuted. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Victims of the vehicle attack at a Wisconsin Christmas parade last year told their stories on the witness stand at the trial of the accused driver.
As Darryl Brooks mounts his own defense against intentional homicide and other charges, prosecutors called victims to tell what they saw and heard.
It wasn't the jubilee sound that we were hearing throughout the parade.
Kelly Grabo was heard along with her daughter. She said before she realized what was happening, they were hit. Brooks, during his cross-examination, asked Grabo,
"Do you recall seeing a driver?"
"No, I seen the red hood of the vehicle. That's all I seen."
A second victim testified he heard screams before being hit, but also did not see the driver. Brooks faces 76 total counts and life in prison if convicted. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Maryland prosecutors have dropped charges against Adnan Syed for the 1999 killing of Hai Min Lee after additional DNA testing excluded him as a suspect in a case chronicled in the podcast Serial. Last month, a Baltimore judge overturned Syed's murder conviction and ordered him released, ruling the state had violated its legal obligation to share evidence that could have helped Syed's defense. The new school year back in session, and demand has been growing for children's books that address trauma.
Sales of books for young readers on violence, grief, and emotions have increased for 9 straight years, according to NPD BookScan, which tracks the sales of books. 6 million copies were sold in 2021. That's more than double the amount sold in 2012. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stats show anxiety and depression rates among children have been rising as the years go on, and educators and advocates say children's books can play a role in helping them cope. But But experts say parents should make sure books addressing trauma are age appropriate and backed by psychologists.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. I'm Lisa Lissara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.